Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. We're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we examine the book of Micah and learn how to live simply. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, each and every one of you, to today's episode of Everyday Truth. As we near the end of a wonderful Old Testament book, the book of Micah, and I hope that you've been following along. I hope that you've learned a thing or two. We are in chapter 7, and we just began the chapter last episode and really saw the heart of Micah, John, that here's a man, and it's a difficult thing. Here's a man that loves the Lord. He is listening to the Lord's message, communicating it, and yet he kind of sees that handwriting on the wall.
You know, Micah lives in a time, as you talk about Pastor in chapter 7 here earlier, where there are not a lot of people in Judah that want to follow God. There are not people who are following God, they're following themselves. As you mentioned, Jeremiah has a heart to do right. His heart is broken at the sin of his people.
So verse 1, and I know we talked about this last episode, but just Micah's heart, woe is me. For I am as one they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape cleaning of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desire the first ripe fruit. You know, there's a frustration in the heart of Micah. He's sensing the weight of God's displeasure, not necessarily on him, but he's part of the country too. And it's sad. It's sad to see that which you love, that which you've invested in, crashing down around you.
I think even the Apostle Paul, how his heart's desire was that Israel would be saved, and he was willing to go through great trials and tribulations, but many would not come to Christ.
Look at verse 5, which is our verse for today. Trust ye not in a friend. That really sounds like a counterintuitive statement in the Bible. Don't trust your friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. In other words, don't trust your friend, don't trust your counselor, don't trust your wife. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. So very poignant language here as Micah points out that there's the situation has gotten so bad that we can't even put confidence in our closest relationships.
This is dire times in Israel, and Micah is decrying how sad the times are. And he points out that, yes, the times are so bad that, if you want to do right and follow follow Jehovah, you can't trust even those who should be your nearest and dearest comrades and those who should be one to follow God with you. They're not wanting to follow God with you. And if you are wanting to follow God, they're not going to be for you.
It's to me, very reminiscent of so many of the things that Jesus said about what discipleship, true discipleship is, some of the warnings that Jesus gave. I think even of Jesus' own life, how that during his public ministry, he was essentially rejected by members of his own household.
I think in John 7, how his brothers are kind of making fun of him of, why don't you go up to the feast and show yourself? And we know that the brothers of Christ didn't believe on him till after the resurrection. But yes, when you talk about this pastor Jesus called to discipleship, it reminds me also what Jesus talks about, how that, when you follow me, truth does divide, and there are going to be people who should love you who are not going to love you because you take a stand for my sake.
Jesus said, I'm come to set a father against a son, a brother against a brother. It's not that Jesus is encouraging there to be hatred in family units. It's just that the fact is that fidelity with Jesus is going to automatically cause people that are close to us sometimes to reject us because they reject him. I like what Jesus said in Luke 14 when he said, if any man will come after me and hate not father and mother and wife and children and brethren and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. So it's not that we are are challenged to hate in the sense that we understand the word hate, to hate our family members. The point there is that we need to favor our relationship with God and his will over any other human relationship and the will that any other person might have for my life.
You know, I think in my life, I've been blessed, Pastor, grew up in a Christian home. I've never known what it is to have family members oppose me for Christ's sake, but I'm sure some of our listeners have. Even today, there are people who are having repercussions because they're standing for Christ. And Satan sometimes tempts us to think, oh, you're all alone. But what people experience is what people experience in Jesus' day, experience in Micah's day, experience throughout history. When people want to stand for Christ, there are going to be people that push back against them.
I've been on the mission field in several locations where one's commitment to Jesus Christ is tantamount to one's rejection from family. And you're cast out. We no longer consider you to be even a part of our family. So there's a price to be paid. And Micah here is describing some of that price, the price of human relationships. Verse 7, therefore, and I love this, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. So obviously the word therefore predicates information after the word upon information before the word. So looking before the word therefore, it seems pretty glim. The relationships of your life can't be trusted. You know, the people that you thought were there for you will not be there for you. And yet Micah says, but I'm going to trust God because he's there for me and his plan never fails.
And what great hope Micah brings to what appears to be a hopeless situation from the human standards. But Micah is exactly right. God is always there. God is faithful. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And it's just great to see Micah having his confidence in God. And it reminds us of so many of the people throughout the Bible and even throughout history who have found great comfort in walking with God in spite of how bleak their circumstances were.
David said, I've been young, now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. God is there. And though no one be with me, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm by myself. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I think about the Apostle Paul in Corinth, all by himself. And the things were raging about him. And God appeared to him in that vision and said, I'm with you. Be of good comfort, Paul. I think about Paul at the end of his life. At my first answer, no man stood with me. All men forsook me. And yet, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. So it's at those moments in our life when even our closest companions, I think about the Lord Jesus himself in the Garden of Gethsemane, Matthew 26 and verse 56, where the Bible says they forsook him and fled. And yet, you know, there was God, you know, with him and strengthening him in that process.
You know, one of the narratives in scripture that has always comforted me in dark days is 1 Samuel 30, a passage you know well about David and Ziklag, how that Ziklag has been burned, the wives, children are taken, David's men are so distraught, they speak about stoning him. But I often have found encouragement in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, where the Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. David knew how to get alone with God, find encouragement in God in the midst of all these dark days, and then not only himself, but then rally his men around him to encourage them, and then to go and follow and serve God.
And you wonder if that's not in the mind of Micah here, who is finding himself in the small minority and probably at times feeling as if he's all alone. Remember, Micah is ministering at a time where in the middle of his ministry, remember the kings that we talked about and Ahaz being in the middle, and just how bleak things looked in Judah during those days, and how Micah and Isaiah and others were decrying the sin and the mediocrity of God's people. And no doubt there were times when Micah was feeling very lonely in this preaching process.
You know, it's so easy for us today to, you know, just curse the darkness, you know, decry the darkness, how terrible it is. But Micah doesn't just give us, you know, what is wrong. He also shows us the answer, how that we can find comfort and hope in God. And he's a great example to us today as we live our lives.
And I like verse 7 because verse 7 is, it's the decision. It's this will be my attitude. This is my course of action. He says, therefore, I will look unto the Lord. This will be my focus. I will wait for the God of my salvation. This will be my expectation. My God will hear me. That is my confidence. So I think when we come to those seasons in our life, when it seems as if the whole world is walking out, when it seems as if there's nobody we can trust, even the people we thought we could trust, when it seems that nobody understands us because of our walk with the Lord or our following of his will, I think those are times to say, this is what I will do. This is where I will go. This will be my trajectory, and I know what God will do. There's great faith and confidence in his decisions.
There sure is. There's great confidence for us today as well to see what Micah has done and take hope with what he's doing and what we find other people doing throughout the Word of God, and to know that we can rest in God and have that confidence he has that God will hear because God does care.
And God cares for you today, my friend. He cares about your situation. He knows what you're going through. He knows when you are feeling rejected. He knows when you are bearing rejection for his name's sake. And he will minister to you just as surely as the angel came to the Garden of Gethsemane, just as surely as the Lord showed up in Paul's trial. God will show up in your life. And you can trust him, therefore you should. So I hope that helps today, my friends. Looking forward to jumping back in next episode. Have a great day in the Lord. God bless.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.